Welcome back to Bingeable, where Lucy and I, Emmy, talk about all the shows that we absolutely love, some that we absolutely hate, and all the gossip surrounding each of the characters. So today we are kind of doing a little bit of a haunted, creepy show on Netflix, Behind Her Eyes, 6 episodes, Simona Brown and Eve Usen. And this was something unlike any show we've done before, I would say.
It was a journey to watch, and my thoughts about it have been a journey, because it's based on a book. I had really high expectations because of the trailer. It looked super creepy. I didn't really know any of the actors, which kind of made it more fun. I always feel like when it's a thriller, it works better when there aren't, like, huge names.
Yeah, when it's like a horror show. And Lucy and I love horror. We love suspense. We love a little sci-fi. So, and I completely agree. When you don't know the people in it, you are like much more afraid. Because you're like, are they, where are they in real life now? Are they okay?
Totally. So I feel like it started off really strong the first couple of episodes, because you don't really know what's going on, like what the vibe is between these people. It's clear that something is up with Adele and David, but we don't know what, and they have some sort of crazy past that we don't know about. I will say, from the beginning throughout, just as an actress, I loved Simona Brown, who played Louise. I thought she was so good, so cute, so natural.
I did,
too. I loved her.
I'm 100% in agreement. I was going to say, I thought Eve Usen was really creepy, but I thought she was pretty good. I really loved Simona Brown. I agree that she was, like, such a complete natural. I really despised David.
Well, okay.
I think we were meant to. I don't know.
Well, it's just sort of his character completely fell apart at the end, which obviously we have a lot to talk about in the end. But, like, he didn't really get to do that much. I mean, he has a hot accent. I love a Scottish accent. I think it's, like, very manly and hot. But he didn't really do that much. Like, he just kind of was moody the whole time and brooding. I don't know. Maybe it was just weird casting.
I loved Louise's coworker because she, like, always commented on how, like, moody he was. And I was like, he is. Like, I get that he and Adele have this tumultuous relationship. But, like, you are with one super hot woman who's really trying to please you. And you're also, you know, having an affair with another extremely hot woman who really adores you. So I'm just like, get it. Can't you be happy for, like, a second?
And also, you work in the most stunning psychologist's office I've ever like, experience. Like, I was like, I want to work there. I want to go there every day. It looks like the most zen, gorgeous atmosphere. You have a little morning tea. Like, it just seems kind of ideal. Their flat was amazing. Although, I will say, this was something that my fiancé pointed out the entire time, every episode. For such a gorgeous flat, the window treatments in the entire apartment were horrible. Cheap.
I must take a look.
You must take a look, because now you'll be able to see nothing else. They were, like, the cheapo, weird, just, like, blind. I don't know, but I digress.
I mean, that's a good point. I loved the house, so I have to take another gander and see what these window treatments were about. I also thought, like, I agreed, the office. I thought that he was, like, an artist or, like, an art collector when it started, because it was just, like, such a beautiful place to work. I don't know. Like,
yeah.
I did not put together for a little while that he was a psychologist.
Well, that is a great point, because, I mean, we can't, I feel like everything is just gonna relate to the ending. Like, we can't not. But for a psychiatrist who is supposed to analyze people for a living, he really didn't realize that, like, all of the sudden his wife, Adele, had a completely different horrible personality, and that Louise all of the sudden at the end had a different personality. Like, he really, the psychiatrist, didn't notice?
I mean, I don't know. I feel like psychiatrists in TV and movies get, like, a pretty bad rap. Wait, Nicole Kidman in The Undoing? Like, what?
That's so true.
They just never, they always know the least about what's going on. They do not paint a good picture. We love psychologists. We love therapists. We do.
We're all for it.
I don't think that they ever get a good rap in these TV shows and movies.
That's such a good point. Yeah, he just, like, wasn't that cool of a character, you know? He was just kind of, like, hot, I guess.
And don't you have to be, like, not even necessarily warm, just, like, comforting to be a psychologist? Very confused.
Yeah, that was a strange aspect. But I will say, the first episode was executed so well because it was such a fun reveal when you figured out that that was her boss and, like, were they going to hook up again? And the sex scenes were hot. And it had kind of all of the makings of, like, a really juicy situation.
I thought this was going to be more of a throuple
movie.
Mm-hmm. I also didn't really know. I watched the trailer, but I didn't really know how creepy and how, like, kind of sci-fi and thriller it was going to get. I really just thought it was going to be, like, a juicy affair that had this, like, twist of two affairs at once, kind of. That's, like, right. What I was imagining it to be.
Well, my biggest issue with the double plot twist, which, okay, like, at least they did something. I mean, reminder, The Undoing. That plot twist was that there was no plot twist. So I really appreciated the 1-2 punch of the double plot twist. But to introduce a sci-fi astral plane situation where you literally have, like, souls floating around in different colors in episode 5 of 6 is crazy. Like, that is a very weird choice that I don't think worked.
No, I agree. The souls, the, like, special effects of
horrible
that situation did not. I mean, this is a Netflix show. It could have been much higher quality, much higher standards. Mm-hmm. No.
I mean, they sort of hinted at it at the beginning, but not really. I feel like they wanted it to be this plot twist, but it's like, I'm sorry, am I watching a completely different show now?
Well, and I need to go back. Not that I think I will, because basically moral of the story is Lucy and I did not enjoy this at the end. I don't really understand what was going on with Louise, Simona Brown's dreams, in relation to, like, she was trying to wake up her son.
This is what was, like, so much happened in the last couple episodes that happened so quickly because I feel like they didn't really make sense. So they were just, like, laying it all out as quickly as possible. How would Adele... Basically, we find out at the end that Adele has been plotting this scheme the whole time to get close to her, and because she knows David doesn't want to be married to her anymore, but she'll get close to the person he wants to be with, and then they'll switch souls and blah, blah, blah. But, like, when Adele befriended, she didn't know that Louise, like, had night terrors. So, like, how would she have known that she could give her Rob's diary and she would be able to lucid dream and all this stuff without knowing that she even had night terrors in the first place?
Yeah, I am. And, like, could it only happen if you had night terrors?
Right.
Yeah,
like,
I guess.
Was she just gonna be like, hey, want to do, like, a cool thing in your dreams? Or, like, she was just gonna introduce her to it the way that she introduced Rob to it. But
I did kind of like her, like, reading Rob's journal, and then at the end, like, when Louise figured out that she was actually reading it so that Adele could get in her head and she flipped out. Mm-hmm. I, like, liked that reveal. I liked that reveal more than I liked the grand reveal of Rob.
There's just, they had so much opportunity to plant these seeds more than they did. Like, they didn't fully lean into the sci-fi, which I think was a choice so that they would have this reveal. It would have been one thing if David was scared of Adele, and he was, because he says at one point she knows things she shouldn't. What do you mean? Like, okay, so that's normal for a husband to just think his wife knows things she shouldn't? If you're going to have a sci-fi element, have that from the beginning. Have him be scared of her. Like, how does she know all these things? And why is she, like, this witchy, like, what's going on with her? Whatever. But he just seemed annoyed with her the whole time.
Well, that is, if you found out that your significant, your wife had, like, could basically, like, teleport her brain and listen to your conversations and, like, sneak into your, he at least knew that aspect. Like, he at least knew she could, like,
I don't think he did.
Well, I thought that's what he said. Like, he could, like, he knew that she could, like, hear things that weren't going on where she was.
I mean, all he said about it was, like, she knows things she shouldn't. But he didn't elaborate. So I'm like, that's not weird to you? Like, you don't think you should dig into that with your wife?
I just think if you're that afraid of your significant other, you probably should get out of the relationship.
Yeah, it was just so weird. Also, all of the sudden, when Louise writes a letter and mails it, and he's just like, oh, thank you so much for implicating me in this murder. Now I'm free. I'm just gonna go tell them that what really happened. Like, what? He got her fired. He was the biggest dick to her.
And then they got back together?
And then they got married? Back together?
Also, like, that psychiatrist, the main guy, the owner of the company, or the head of the company, is such a gem and so sweet to Louise. We had literally never seen his character before, and they apparently had this warm relationship, and he's like, come back whenever you want, we love you.
I also felt like Louise's character completely fell apart at the end, because she's like figured out all this stuff that Adele framed David and all of this stuff, and then all of a sudden she thinks that Adele is gonna kill herself, so she runs over, and instead of calling the fire department when the house is on fire, she just astral planes it. Like, why?
Classic horror movie move to just not call the police, go into a house with a murderer by yourself. I just, no backup. When are we gonna learn? And no. The heroin overdose that Adele/Rob made Louise have in Adele's body was really quite bleak. That was very unnecessary. We had enough terrible things going on. We didn't need that. Like, she would have died in the fire eventually. Like, I don't understand why the heroin was necessary.
Also, why would Adele/Rob assume, given everything that she went through with Louise, that Louise's first thought would be, okay, I'm gonna run over there, I'm gonna, you know, astral plane myself inside, and then, you know, then we'll switch. Like, how, why would Adele think that Louise would do that? I mean, she did, but it makes no sense.
Quite a few things at the end did not make sense at all. And Rob just turned into the creepiest character, turned into Adele, turned into Louise, and I just, it was shocking. I watched it before I went to sleep, which I wouldn't recommend a TV show about bad dreams to watch immediately before you go to sleep every night. I will say what happened with Louise's son was absolutely heartbreaking. And I still am I've been thinking about it ever since. I watched this show like 2 weeks ago, and I'm still worried about Louise's son.
It's so sad, especially because Adam and Ian, Adam's dad, were the only people who noticed that Louise all of a sudden had a different personality, which I really did appreciate, that at least someone was acknowledging. And like,
I mean, not a therapist, not a psychiatrist.
Yeah. The lucid dreaming night terrors aspect was horrifying, because I am so scared of sleepwalking and like what all of that, like, that is frightening to me.
And they were so casual about it. Like Louise would wake up every morning, like, pretty fine and pretty functioning and in a good mood. And I'm just like, if I had night terrors like you, I would absolutely lose my mind. How are you not seeing someone about this?
It's so scary. I've been scared of
using therapy.
Yeah, that's a great point. I have been so scared of night terrors since I was, like, 10 years old, and I was on a flight, like, a 12-hour flight to London, and I somehow started watching, like, an entire season worth of this show diving into kids who had night terrors, and it for, like, 12 hours, and it was so horrifying. Have you ever sleepwalked?
No, sleepwalked? I'm terrified of sleepwalking.
I apparently have done it 2 times in my life, 2 nights in a row, never before, and never after. How creepy is that?
That is two nights in a row.
two nights in a row. And how old were you? I think I was like 11. Isn't that horrifying? Like, what was going on in my brain?
Well, and isn't there, are you not supposed to wake someone up if they're sleeping?
No, you're not supposed to, because they'll freak out. Like, when Louise wakes up and she's, like, standing over the balcony.
I'm terrified. I'm truly terrified. If I ever am sleepwalking, I need my significant other to chain me to the bed every night. I don't want any risk. I will not be okay
a la Kirk in season 4 finale of Gilmore Girls.
Yes.
When Luke and Lorelai have their first kiss.
That is such and a good sleepwalks. Exactly. Exactly. Yep.
What do we think about Rob? He did have like quite a 180.
I mean, so he was just clearly like a sociopath. His family thought he was a bad person.
His family thought he was a bad person. I feel like they wanted us to think that he was just a troubled soul. You know, like, he really did love Adele as a best friend.
And I then don't think was, so.
he did kill her, so you're right. He may not have. He just became obsessed with David, which I thought was weird because I guess we did know that he was gay.
Yeah, they dropped that in the, like, first or second episode. Very randomly, and I had completely forgotten about it.
I had completely forgotten about it, too. But, like, don't you think it's... I thought it was weird because, obviously, I felt like he was obsessed with Adele, but I didn't feel like he was obsessed with her because of David. Like, it would have been one thing if he met David and was obsessed with him, and then you were like, oh, he just really is in love with David, but it didn't really seem to be that either. I was like, I don't really understand why he would go this far.
No.
Just because he's a drug addict?
And it didn't even seem like his life at home, like, I know he complained about it, but was that bad? And we got so few scenes with him and David. Maybe if they let, like, a little bit of a love story or, like, a few, like, moments, kind of. I felt like we didn't even really get, like, I was shocked. And it was only me thinking back to that moment where he said that he was gay that I like start that I could put it together, because I had absolutely no inkling that he had any interest in David. And not only to kill one, but two people. Like, the thing is, he clearly didn't care. Well, I mean, he clearly wanted to be rich and wanted the life. But like, he, because of him, they had to like move from the house and they moved to this new town. And it's not like he was, like, trying to get David to like Adele. Like, I feel like he just gave up on Adele, his character of Adele, then set his sights on Louise. But, like, I feel like he could have done more. I don't know.
To try to actually...
Even when he became Louise, like, he wasn't trying to, like, emulate her personality. So I don't know his game plan. Like, I feel like the same thing's just going to happen again.
For sure. If we had had some sort of weird but kind of interesting chemistry between Rob and David, or a moment where we were like, oh, like, what is that about? Something, some kind of chemistry, some kind of something. But it didn't seem that way at all.
I'm very confused about Rob. I have a lot of questions about his character.
Yeah, when you look deeply at it, it just kind of falls apart. I love a twist. If it's executed well. If it happens and then you're like, oh my god, they planted this seed because of this and that, and oh my god, I didn't see it, and blah 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 blah. They didn't do that at all. Clearly on purpose, they just wanted to shock us. And there's nothing I hate more than a twist just for twist's sake.
We hate a twist that's not a twist, and we hate a twist that is just to be a twist.
100%. If nothing else, it confirmed how much I love a Scottish accent on a man. So that's all.
Love a Scottish accent. Reminds me of our absolute favorite character from Downton Abbey. Shout out, getting a second movie.
Oh my god, Branson. Yes. Huge, by the way. We have to just acknowledge.
One of our favorite shows of all time.
Speaking of which, what are you watching?
I'm watching the final season of Younger, which I'm making you watch.
Yes.
I'm so excited about it. It is just a delightful show. It's a Darren Star. It's much better than Emily in Paris, which we did not do an episode on because we enjoyed it but had several issues with it. I don't know. I feel like now that I'm turning 30 in the next year, like, it makes me feel great just about, like, being a woman and aging and living in New York City. And we're watching Kate Winslet's, where we're going to start.
Yes. Mare of Easttown.
Yes. I want to know, I want to ask the audience, is there a sequel to Behind Her Eyes? Is that it? Do we find out what happens to Adam? Is he okay? Wow. Is he living with his dad at least?
Let us know.
Well, thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye.